October 27th, 2014, St. Francis de Sales comes and says, "Praise be to Jesus." Please realize that not all who are in authority abuse their position. The difference is this: if the authority is used without regard for the welfare of the general public and without concern for the authority's own judgment before God, then the position of power is abused. The more the leader understands this, the more culpable he is before God. There are whole governments, indeed whole religions, guilty of abuse of power. Terrorism exists in the world today because of terror in the womb. However, abortion is accepted today because of the abuse of authority. It all comes back to the false conscience of leadership. So today, once again, I invoke the return of every conscience to holy love. This quiet, humble message is the solution to all of the earth's problems. A message is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. Prayer for leaders in high positions. I desire, therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in high station, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all piety and chastity. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Another note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 through 4. Govern the flock, not under constraint, but according to God, nor lording authority over others, but becoming an example of servanthood to the flock. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking care of it, not by constraint, but willingly, according to God, not for filthy lucre's sake, but voluntarily, neither as lording it over the clergy, but being made a pattern of the flock from the heart. And when the Prince of Pastors shall appear, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Francis de Sales.